The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Today, Yitz Hashem will be discussing some of the peculiarities of the Lav and Isser and Dine Mominis of Hulchis Oino, as opposed to other Yisurim of Momin. Tosfos in Dibur HaMaskil Omer Abaye tells us that it's Mutter. Kidei oino mutul lo yitzir biyofu, bevad shiyachse oino im yitvenu halo kodim shiyir im lushulchani. Umutul kimish amekach miskayim. Tosfos says that if somebody wants to be ma'ana somebody else, a fellow comes into a store, and the storekeeper wants to play a trick on him, pull the wool over his eyes, so to speak, and sell him a chayfitz for more than it's worth. The halacha is he's allowed to. It's definitely not nice, it's not good midos, but he's not over on a lav of leisenu ishes amisecha if he plans at that point in giving him back the money. He's doing it only because he wants to see if he could take the guy for a ride, but he plans on giving him back his money. The halacha is that he's not over the lav, Tosfos says. Now, this is very interesting. In Gezel, in Mazik, the klal is that anything that a person does, which is violating somebody else's mominus, he's not allowed to do, even if he plans on repairing. A person is not allowed to be mazik somebody else's chefetz, even amanas l'taknoi. Gezel amanas l'mekat, the Gemara says, in a few places, is a lav d'oraisa, even though he plans to give me back. Somebody steals somebody else's chefetz just to play a trick on him, and he plans to give me back, he's even a lav d'oraisa. Why shouldn't the same be true? L'gabi the lav of l'sonu isha samizachu, which is also one of the lavin of mominis ben adam l'chaveri. The Gemara lumps together all dine mominis and daf samach aleph. The Gemara puts Gezel, Mazik, and Oinoa, all in the same category. Why would it be mutter to be ma'ana somebody else if he plans on giving it back? A similar difficulty is in the Gemara Amud Beis, where the Gemara says that mutter lohino is b'madbeya. This is Paskin, also in the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Chof Zayin. A person is allowed to Ruvain sells Shimon a dinner shel zov, and the dinner shel zov, if it was a full dinner shel zov, this dinner shel zov was rubbed out. If it was a full dinner shel zov, it would be worth one amount. And being that the coin is a little bit rubbed out, it's worth less. He's allowed to sell it to him for the full amount. Why? The Gemara is mashma, because Shimon, the fellow who bought the dinner shel zov, will be able to sell it to Levi for the same amount of money that he gave to Ruvain. We don't find in Gezel, or we don't find in Mazik, that in Mekach Tois, let's say, we don't find that a person is allowed to sell something, faulty merchandise, which is not worth the value that it was sold for, just because he'll be able to pass that loss on to the next customer. Reuven is not allowed to sell Shimon faulty merchandise, and Shimon is going to be able to sell the same faulty merchandise to Levi. There's no heter. It's a Maisik Zela. Why would it be mutter by Oinoa to pass on a faulty madbeya if it could just because it could be passed on to the next customer at no loss? We see from here a concept that we discussed a few days ago, that Oinoa is not a Maisik Zela. Being that Reuven and Shimon both agreed on a price, there was no information as regards to the quality of the item, which was wrong. It was a higher price. One is allowed to drive a hard bargain. Over here, the Torah instituted halachos of protecting the rights of both parties in a business deal. But the actual exchange of more money than the item is worth is not a maisik zelo. Therefore, the Torah only made this halacha in a way where you are mechuyev to give back the extra money. The Torah protected his rights that he won't have to pay the extra money. But it's not a maisa gzela, like a maisa mazik, or taking somebody's chefetz outright, in which case the maisa itself would be also. Over here, the only thing that would be also is not giving him back the money, which legally you have to give back to him. Therefore, if you took it, and you had in mind to return it to him when you took it, you overcharged Amanas to give back the extra money, the halacha would be that it would be mutter. A madbeya, again, if his rights, if he's not being taken advantage of because he could pass on that coin to the next customer, then it will be mutter. A similar idea we have in the Rosh, and this is also Paskin Shulchan Aruch, there are two shittas, and the Rosh has a suffix whether poches mishtus, which we know to be mechila, would be mutter lechatchila to overcharge less than a shtus. The person knows that he's overcharging more than the market value, but the amount that he's overcharging is less than 1/6. The halacha is that we say that the customer is meichel. He can't be teveh, I know, as we learned a few blad ago. However, why would he be allowed to do it? The Rosh says, because it's derech mekach u'memka. Since mekach u'memka, there is a certain amount of discrepancy of prices, so he would be allowed to do a lechatchila. Perhaps we could add to this, also this idea. Since the oino is not in and of itself a maisek zeilo, it's only that if the deal was out of the normal range of overcharging, you would be mechuyev to give him back his money. The Torah protected his rights, and the Torah said that he could retrieve the money which was overcharged. If, even though he's overcharged, it's not totally out of the realm of normal overinflation of prices, the halacha would be that it would be mutar lechatchila. This is what the Rosh says. There's another halacha which is unique to oino, and that is the Rambam paskins, and again this is brought in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Chof Zayin. The Rambam is in Hilchos Mechira, and the Rambam tells us that it's mutter to be ma'ane somebody. There's no tviya of oino when two parties are exchanging items. The Rambam brings a case of chalipin, where one party is giving the other. The Rambam uses the case of machat b'shuyoin. A machat is a needle, a shuyoin is a suit of armor. Obviously, one is worth a lot more than the other. The Rambam says, why would there not be oino? Why wouldn't the fellow who got the needle not be able to then be tever, the fellow who received the shuyoin in Bezdin? The Rambam says, kize roitze b'machat v'ze roitze b'shuyoin. What's the pshat? The pshat is, the Mefarshim explained, that since the Mefarshim said that's exesa kosov, since the Torah says, lo simkru memka b'amisecho, the Torah places oino only within the confines of mecher. In chalipin, in an exchange of items, which is a different type of kinyan, has different type of chalois, as we learned in the beginning of the perek, the halacha would be over there that there would not be a taina of oino. We see from here also that oino is not subject to the same halachas as gezel. If somebody would swap items with somebody else and he would exchange a faulty item, in which case it would be a mekach tois, he would mislead the other party as to the quality of the item. That would be considered gezel. Of course, there would be no difference between chalipin and between a mecher. The halacha over here is the Torah protecting when a person buys something, meaning that a person doesn't always know the price of the item that he's buying, or he doesn't always know the price of the item that he's selling. The halacha is that the Torah said that one may not overcharge. One may not take advantage of somebody else's lack of knowledge of a price. However, over here, in Chalipin, the two items are not being exchanged. The Rambam says, Zer Reitze B'machad V'Zer Reitze B'Shuyoin. When two people are exchanging items that are of lopsided value, it's obvious that the reason why they're doing this is because one person right now desperately needs a needle, and one person very much, obviously the other person doesn't mind taking the shuyoin in exchange for his machat. The Rambam says for him it's worth getting a machat. This means that oino is a relative idea. If the one person is not being taken advantage of because he wants the machat now, even though in actuality he's very much overpaying, because he right now needs a machat, and the other person is only willing to give him the machat that he needs for a shuyoin. So then there's no oino, because he's not being taken advantage of, because this is what he needs right now. It's only in terms of price, where lack of knowledge will cause the person to price an item incorrectly, that the Torah instituted a din of oino, where he can be teveh back the money that's owed to him. Similar halachas, which are also found in these sugyas, are the halacha that we had in the sugya Nun Aleph Amin Beis of Noisim and Noisim Be'amuna. The Mefarshim explained this refers to somebody who has a business on a commission basis. He doesn't buy from a wholesaler and then jack up the price with a certain percentage and then sell to based on market value, sell to a retailer. What he does is everything that he buys, he sells on a percentage basis. He takes ki'ilu, what he's doing is he's taking a commission on everything he buys. It's called Noisim and Noisim Be'amuna, because the Gemara says that he doesn't himself know the price of the item in question. He buys something, and he's willing to pass it on for more. What he's taking in it is not the price of the item, he's taking it on a commission basis. Because of this, the Gemara says that there is no oino. Another case where there's no oino is the Gemara on Daf Nun Aleph, Lekeach mi balabos, we learned on the previous Daf. This refers to somebody who's selling the Mefarshim, say, his household items. The Nesivus explains that a storekeeper, when he sells something, he's fully aware of the price and he's selling it to make money. His interest in selling this item is to make as much profit as he can. Because he's willing, because he wants to make as much profit as he can, so he'll raise the prices to take advantage of an unknowing customer. The Torah protected the rights of the person who's buying that item by saying that you can't overcharge, and if you do overcharge, the money will be able to be retrieved in Bezdin. However, a balabos, when a person, balabos refers to a person who's selling his own personal items, he's not selling merchandise, he's selling his own personal items. So the halacha is that over there, being that he's not in the business for cash, he's not in the business, he's in need of funds, so he's selling off some of his household items to raise funding. So the halacha is over there, the Nesivus says that there is no ino. Since he's not trying to take advantage, even if there's an overcharging, whether willingly or unwillingly, but since the basis of his business is not a profit, but it's being able to raise much needed cash, and that's would be the only reason why a person would sell his household items, the halacha would be that there would be not be oino. An idea of this in a practical way would be a flea market. Now it could be that people go sell things by a flea market also for profit, but the derech klal, when a person makes a garage sale or he takes all his, he's making spring cleaning and he collects all the old junk in the house and he takes it to a flea market, he's not there as a storekeeper trying to make a good deal, trying to make as much money as he can on every bit of merchandise. The rights of the consumer were not protected in that case. Why? Because all he's trying to do is get as much money as he can for the items that he doesn't want anymore. He's not selling as a storekeeper sells. There, the Torah did not, that's not called a regular case of Mimkar, that's called a Balabaya Shemoicher, and over there the Torah did not make halachas of Eino to protect the rights of the consumer. The Pesachei Tshuva on the Rambam that we mentioned above of Eino Eino B'Chalipin says that there will be certain cases of Chalipin where there will be halachas of Eino. He refers to a case where there were owners of two warehouses. Reuven had a warehouse on one side of town, Shimon had a warehouse on the other side of town. Both of them sold various items. Reuven happens to be, at the end of the season, was low on one item. Shimon was low on the other item. Instead of Reuven buying from Shimon and Shimon buying from Reuven, they decided to swap items in order to benefit both of them. Over there he says, since the basis of the chalipin, of the swap, of the exchange of items, is not being done as two people exchanging items which they need, but over here the idea is to sell on a profit basis, therefore the basis of this exchange of items is not to be considered chalipin. It's not a person just selling off items and making as much money as he can. It's a business, it's a commercial. It's a commercial venture. In a commercial venture, the Torah made halachas of Eino to protect the rights of both sides, and in that case, the Tshuvas HaRadbaz, quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva, says that there would be Eino. Even though the kinyan that was being performed is chalipin, because they're exchanging items, not cash, four items, as we learned in the sugyas of chalipin and kinyan mois. Over there would be Eino. Why? Because the basis of Reuven and Shimon in this exchange of items is a commercial venture. And the halachas of Eino are exeis hakosef to protect the rights of both parties in a commercial venture as opposed to a personal venture, as opposed to somebody who has a personal need, which is relative to what he would pay, is relative to what his needs are. Two people that swap items in a black market exchange, Mo'idi Tochen, there would be, I know, also, because over there also, even though they're not using cash, But the basis of what they're doing is exchanging things in order to, for each one to make profit, to take that which he exchanged someplace else to make more money. Over there also, in a commercial venture, even a kinyan chalipin, even where the deal was actually consummated in a chalipin fashion, as opposed to a goods in exchange of money fashion, the halacha would be that there would be oino.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.